first bite. Almost kissing you has become something like a fever or a favor, and quite possibly both. I've kissed girls before. You know, back on Morrell Street, before TV, when Cousin Lenny was the nighttime radio man, and the sun went down on him playing the records from Motown. Stevie Wonder, the Shy Lights, Marvin Gaye, and that ridiculous, green-eyed Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, who made the girls forget all about you with his falsetto and damn green eyes, until they brought back a grin and put away that wad of double bubble into a cheek. You know, those fast girls who wore the big-legged culottes, those one-piece shorts and a built-in shirt, with the wide, pleated, flared, cuffed leg that looked like cut-off dresses until they moved real quick. Now, not every girl, just the fast ones, who had greased-up legs that were coffee brown and muscled up from all that double dutch and kickball and Soul Train Saturday morning, and who learned how to say everything with sugar on top, especially, can I have some of your snow cone, some of your cold drink, some of your now-laters, some of your Kool-Aid, some of your pixie sticks and peppermints for this pickle, and only offered you bites of apple at lunch at vacation Bible school, then asked silly questions like, can I practice kissing on you? Then it was Tongue City and the explosion of all those flavors until the blush returned to their pickle pale lips. Yeah, I've kissed girls before, but almost kissing a very grown you after our day in the sun and new discoveries and shared secrets and sitting here now with this late night breakfast, our last moment of the day coming on fast, you blowing cool, breath-minted smiles across your coffee, eyeing my colorful plate, cooling that coffee, watching me take slow bites between glances and chit-chat, your mouth pulling away from that cup, teeth wetted and liquid sparked, me swallowing you, swallowing your newly bared knee beneath the table, your skirt having fallen open. My jean-covered leg is a poor and pitiful reply to that bump. Your mouth, a new pretense of welcome. Your cooled cup, empty. I should have seen it coming. After all those years on Morrell Street, with those kinda hungry culotte girls, should have been all kinds of ready with my fork and tongue, with my smoothest, flyest slip and slide over to your corner of the table, with my own hot, drink-wetted teeth and lips and opening mouth, when I heard you say, can I have some of your potatoes?